Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Gary Wittenbaugh, and he's from Old Wine, and we're going to be seeing him in Atlantic very soon. Good morning to you, Gary.
Good morning.
Gary, we're so happy that you are going to be coming to the Cass County Master Gardener Garden Seminar. How could I forget to say that?
Yeah,
right?
Gardens.
I mean, I've been working on this for, yes. And that is on March 19th. And we'll talk a little more about how you can get registered for that. But Gary, you have a reputation in several areas. You are a lifetime master gardener, and you've been studying and planting and so on for about 40 years.
I've been president of the Central Region of the Conifer Society.
Yes. And that's what you're going to be talking about at the garden seminar, are conifers. Now, Gary, most of it just call them evergreens. What's the
most
difference between...
Most call them evergreens, but there are a lot of other plants that are evergreen, but they are not conifers. Conifers means a plant that bears cones.
Okay, that's a pretty simple definition to remember.
Yeah.
So many of us either have them in our yards, or we certainly drive by them every day.
That's correct.
So, and they can be, I think one of the things about conifers, you have so many choices from teeny tiny to very tall. What's the smallest dwarf one?
The smallest one probably is a Duflon. It's a Canadian hemlock Duflon, and it grows probably half an inch a year in my area.
Okay. And Gary's from Old Wine, so that's a bit across the state from us, but not a lot. And so if the conditions are really good, about what would be its maximum height?
Probably in its lifetime, I would say maybe a couple feet.
Okay.
But it would take many, many years to reach that height.
So that's a real dwarf.
That's a really, really dwarf.
Okay.
The Conifer Society has four designations: miniature, dwarf, intermediate, and full size.
Okay.
And this would be in the miniature category.
Okay.
Growing less than an inch a year.
Okay. And that's just in the dwarf conifers.
Right.
Those categories. Okay. Just to be sort of weird, what's the tallest conifer you think there is in the world?
Well, probably the redwoods on the West Coast.
Okay. And those are really big.
Yes, they're very big. But they're not the oldest, even though they're the tallest. The oldest conifer is the bristlecone pine.
And where do we find that?
You'll find that in Colorado all the way to the coast.
Okay.
The one in Colorado is Pinus aristata, which is the bristlecone pine in Colorado. And one of the identifying features of the Pinus aristata is resin duct on the needles. It will look like, until you know, it looks like maybe my pine has scales.
Hmm. But it's not.
It's not. It's very attractive once you know it's not anything bad happening.
Hey, well, let's come back to these smaller ones, the dwarf ones. I think that's a real favorite areas of yours, is it not?
Oh yes, the smaller the better. And most conifer collectors, they're looking for something very small because they will work better in our small landscapes than either the intermediate or full-size conifers.
Okay.
The dwarf or miniature conifers will work very well in our small landscapes.
And what's the ideal kind of climate and location for a conifer?
Well, cold and dry, basically, for a lot of conifers. If you go to the Rocky Mountains in Colorado, you find very little diseases, and it's mainly because it's dry there. Believe it or not, there were five conifers native to Iowa when the settlers arrived, and most people don't know that, and we won't get into that, but they will tolerate some of our humidity, whereas a lot of conifers will not tolerate our humidity.
Yeah, we have cold and dry for part of the year, but then it turns just sort of the opposite.
That's correct.
Hot and humid, and the conifers going,
yeah.
Going I don't like this.
Most of the conifers found in Iowa were up here in the northeast corner where I live.
Okay. So if we're going to go select a conifer for our yard, you know, what are some of the things, you know, size we've talked a bit about, but what else do we want to look at to make this an attractive, useful plant in our landscape?
If you were going to go buy a conifer you would want to consider diseases. And one of the conifers that are sold a lot is a Colorado spruce, or Picea pungens, the Colorado spruce. Most people call it a blue spruce.
Mm-hmm.
And they are very susceptible to diseases because of our humidity. So I would, instead of that, I would maybe use Abies lasiocarpa, a variety Arizona compacta, which is a cork fir.
Cork fir.
Okay. And it looks from a distance, it's blue like a Colorado spruce would be, but it's huggable. Spruces, Colorado spruces, can be very sharp and pointy, and conifer people like to pet and hug their conifers.
Yes, and that's good for us and for the trees, too.
Right. And the Colorado spruces, a lot of those get very large. They'll swallow the house, the garage, the two kids, and the coast away, whereas this fir will not.
Okay, good. And should we be able to find those pretty locally?
Oh, yes. This one is fairly common.
Okay, but it's good to know, and of course, that's one thing you'll get at the garden seminar is getting to probably have a list or, make a list of some things to look for when you go shopping. You know, one of the things that I see happen often, Gary, is when we buy that conifer, and it's not very big, it's certainly not its full size, and we take it home, and we put it right up against the wall of our house.
That's right, and that's bad. First of all, usually the soil isn't very good right up next to the house. And the first thing you know, it's going to be lopsided because it will grow much larger than you think, and the part against the house will not grow very well, and the part away from the house may or may not grow very well.
Okay. So where we put them, and like I say, that's tempting for any kind of plant, but we need to look at the probably optimum growth and how long it's going to take to get to that place before we decide where to put those roots down.
Right, that's correct.
Then in terms of care, do we need to fertilize newly planted conifers?
I don't fertilize my conifers at all. I have, on a 50-foot lot, I have over 350 conifers, and I've never fertilized any of them because I don't want them to grow too fast.
Uh-huh.
Now, sometimes you might need to fertilize some conifers if you weren't using them in a garden setting where you had a lot of them. But I would say probably you won't need to fertilize much.
Okay. And what about watering? You said, originally you said they like them where it's dry. Does that mean we wouldn't?
That's right. Normally, I will, unless we have maybe 3 or 4 weeks of really dry weather, I usually don't water my conifers at all. Particularly firs do not like a lot of water. There are some spruces that will tolerate. And the bald cypress, of course, it will grow in water. But most conifers do not like wet feet, particularly the bristlecone pines. They will be growing right in rocks. Not any moisture apparently at all.
So. Interesting. And what about pruning?
There again, conifers have a tendency to have double leaders, and you want a conifer, if you are growing a conifer, I don't like conifers that all look like Christmas trees, so I sometimes will buy twisted and bent different conifers like that, but I still will try to keep a single leader if I can.
Okay. Well, it sounds like to me, Gary, this conifers are one of those things to add to your yard, your landscape, if you don't want to provide lots of care.
That's correct. If you want a low-maintenance landscape, that's what I wanted, was a low-maintenance landscape. And conifers, there's no such thing as no maintenance, but conifers are very low maintenance.
All right, very good. Well, we just got started in all the information that Gary knows and is going to share at the garden seminar. It's Gary Wittenbaugh, and I should mention he was one of the speakers at the International Master Gardeners Conference last year, and we're really happy to have him coming. Garden seminar, go online to the Iowa State University Extension, Cass County, and you'll find the registration information for March 19th. Starts at 9, ends about 3:30, and for the price, you get all kinds of good stuff. So we're really looking forward to seeing you on March 19th, Gary.
That's correct. I'll be there, and I'll try to answer everyone's questions, and conifers are great.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks so much for your time today, and we'll be seeing you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Gary.